It is October, which means the country's supply of fake cobwebs is getting dangerously low. The reason, of course, commercial haunted houses are open for business, filling the night with the screams of terrified teenage girls.
Ah, no, stop it! Ah! Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait, that's actually me.
Oh, this is terrible. They said there would be no clowns.
Yes, they lied to you. Oh, my God, what is that, a microphone? I'm a chump.
Yes, I brought a microphone to Blood Manor in New York City. And from the name, you would never guess that it's actually on the second floor of a downtown office building. Probably used to be a hedge fund. I stopped by this week before opening night because I've always wondered something. Who are these people who are willing to spend an entire month covered in fake blood chasing kids through the dark?
It's hard to explain. You either have it or you don't.
Jim Farrow has been running Blood Manor for 7 years. Here's the audition process. Farrow looks you in the eye and throws out a challenge.
You're a demented demon child, or you're a zombie stalker, or a serial killer, or whatever, and certain personality that has it.
Okay, I want you to be honest with me. I'm going to do a demented demon child.
Okay.
Can you tell me if I got it?
Don't quit your day job.
No, really? I don't have it.
No. Listen, you have to be willing in front of these people. Like, oh, how are you tonight? You have to be willing to do that. You can't worry about being self-conscious.
Farrow gave me the run of the place before they opened the doors. And so I went up to the cramped and very noisy makeup room. There are two makeup artists spray painting the zombies green. Yeah, they actually use those little airbrushes. And at the next chair is KJ Hanna flicking blood splatters onto a cannibal.
There's a blood that I created. It's coagulated blood, which is a little thicker. You put a little coffee grains in it. Nicer smell. Actually, I think you liked it last time.
It woke me up.
But that one, it gives it a little more depth. Also, he's a cannibal, so he's gonna, it's the coagulated blood. It works a little better than the ooey, gooey blood, because we all know it doesn't really look like that after a little while.
I'd like to say that he looks scary, but nothing's that scary under fluorescent lights. The makeup room looks like just a bunch of out-of-work monsters waiting patiently in line to get their faces done. Well, monsters on one side and victims on the other. Amy Ast will spend her night bound and gagged. She's getting her bruises and burn marks painted on now. And her tortured character has quite the dramatic range.
Scream, cry, you know, ask for help. But mostly crying, yes.
How many hours will you have to scream and cry straight?
Wow, at least 6-7 hours probably.
Do you have vocal exercises you do, like scream exercises
to
warm up?
Yeah, I do a lot of water also. Okay. A lot of cough drops.
Amy is an aspiring model and actress. Hopefully some producer will notice victim number 3 in the fake torture room and give her a call. Mostly, though, being a success at Blood Manor means you can move up the ladder of evil. Look at Christopher Mitchell. He's an actor, played the werewolf last year. This year, he's headlining as a caged cannibal.
I don't like to act. I like to become. I like to imagine myself as if I was a cannibal. And
No, wait. How do you imagine that you are a cannibal inside a cage in a state mental institution? How's that possible?
Well, I'm actually in a cage in a room, so that's the easy part.
Yeah.
Then all of this makeup, I get to see myself beforehand. So, you know, you're pretty much looking at yourself, blood all over your body. I'm in this hospital gown.
He's about to demonstrate his best move when the boss comes in.
Listen up now.
Jim Farrow likes to pump the kids up before the doors open.
Everything needs to be primo. Makeup to the max, attitude off the chart. All right? God bless. Right. Good luck. All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
With that first scream, Blood Manor is officially open. And you know, it would be very easy for me to make fun of this haunted house, especially since I've seen them all without makeup. I know they're actors, I know what's coming. I mean, what's so scary about some bloody cannibal sneaking up behind you in the dark?
Ah! Oh, it gets me every single time.